Got that ample sunshine for us, a second day in a row, and temperatures warm, back up into the upper 50s.
30 degrees, Grant, outside of the Automated Office System studios at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first. Research done by AAA Mid-Atlantic shows that the average price for a gallon of unleaded gasoline in the Commonwealth has dropped 7 cents in the past week heading up towards the Thanksgiving holiday. That lags behind the nationwide average, which has dropped 11 cents in the past week. In the Charlottesville area, the average is $3.47. That's down 5 cents in the past week.
In Virginia, we're looking at nearly 1.42 million people to travel for Thanksgiving between Wednesday and Sunday. That's up less than a percentage point from last year, but still down about 6% from what we saw back in 2019.
One place you may see lines this Thanksgiving weekend is at Sheetz Gas Pumps, where they're offering 88-octane gasoline for just $1.99 per gallon.
Unleaded 88 is a great fuel. It's approved for vehicles 2001 and newer, so most of the vehicles on the road can use it.
88-octane gasoline has 5% more ethanol than the regular unleaded 87-octane.
Delegate Sally Hudson announcing a run for state senate in a primary contest against longtime state senator Cree Deeds.
I'm not running against anybody. I'm running for this district. I think we're a really energetic community, and we should be leading the charge to get Virginia back on track.
J. Miles Coleman of the UVA Center for Politics says,
it's unlikely that the Republicans in the general election are going to put up a serious challenge. So basically, the biggest choice here is going to be in the Democratic primary.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sanks.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 29 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station that sends your morning news right to your Twitter feed. Just sign up for alerts from @107WCHV.
This is your CBS 19 Weather 30 forecast for our Tuesday. We're talking sunny skies again. Got that ample sunshine for us, a second day in a row, and temperatures warm, back up into the upper 50s. It's nice to say that that's warm after where we've been for the last several days. Now, tonight, we're going to drop down to about the freezing mark, so even that's a little bit warmer, and we're going to keep skies nice and clear.
I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Grant Chungo for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.